Okay, Graham Thickens on the Demo Fall 2010 Pavilion floor after a long day of, but very good day of pitches, and it's now about 6 o'clock, and I'm here at the Primal booth with Peter Sweeney, CEO. How you doing, Peter?
I'm the founder and co-president, actually.
And co-president. Yeah, that's such I remember that.
It's
now.
A unique title.
Yes, well, good for you. And you're a Demo returnee.
That's right.
Demo, not here, but in Palm Desert at Demo 09.
That's right.
And you're back today to go on stage tomorrow, actually.
That's right.
And talk about Primal for Publisher.
Primal Pages
for publishers.
That's right.
Okay, so tell us what it's all about.
Well, the problem that we're working on is that publishing has become such a complex and costly undertaking. We were looking for a way to really simplify it to the point that really anybody can begin publishing their thoughts and their ideas. So I'll show you how it works. Harder to do with the audio, but...
Well, yeah, and yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. It's all about what they call thought networking.
That's right. So thought networking is really just a way to express yourself in a way that machines can understand. So the way that we do that at Primal is we play a kind of word association game with the consumers. So for example, you're a blogger, you're interested in technology. What we can do is we can quickly outline a view of your take on technology. So what are some of the topics that you like about
cloud.
Technology? Cloud computing?
Cloud, mobile, social.
All right, well, let me get these
the
down.
Buzzwords extraordinaire.
So for you as somebody who covers this type of thing, having, for example, that breadth of topic makes it a really difficult publishing challenge. So I can go in and start saying cloud computing and mobile. I can write in things like search, the augmented reality, whatever you might be interested in. All you have to do is really just enter the keywords that indicate how you're thinking about that subject. So now I'm going to go over and start using these actions, we call them, to actually do useful things with this thought cloud that you've created.
So we're looking at search, read, and expand over on the right sidebar there.
Exactly. So what I just clicked was pages. So I want to have now a view of technology that matches up what we just talked about in this cloud.
Sure.
So you'll notice what happens behind the scenes is Primal builds what's called a semantic network, which is really just a formal machine-readable data structure that makes explicit all of the different relationships that can be inferred from what you just said.
This is Web 3.0, baby.
And then when you, for example, you click on a topic like cloud computing, it's not just any old generic topic of cloud computing. It's reflective of how you're uniquely thinking about this topic. So let me show you. Primal's going in and it's suggesting other topics that might be interested to you. So I'm going to go in and type a couple of them. Maybe you're interested in clusters and parallel computing.
Oh, yeah.
So what you can do is you can add these ideas to your topic as you go as well.
So I'm like preparing a post or an article.
And exactly.
I'm like researching what I can draw from. Yeah. So this is a product that individual publishers and bloggers and writers all the way on up to big publishers can use this.
Sorry. Demo. This is all live.
Oh yeah, we got a slow network here.
There it goes.
There's a lot of action going on in this room right now.
Can you listen to this?
So let me pick one more here, maybe grid. So what we've done now is we've taken this view of cloud computing. I build this out. Now what you can do, we've now taken this information, this lattice of ideas that you've told us about, and we've composed a page using short snippets of information from across the web in much the way a search engine would. So you now have something that represents how you're thinking about this particular subject. If you find something that you like, you can peg it so that other people can see it. Oh, Sun Grid, I like that, so I want other people to see it. And now when I refresh the page, those items are going to be highlighted for other people to see. If you like, you can add your own user-generated content. So you say, this is my view. Cloud computing. Now this is where it gets kind of interesting, at least we think so. You can now publish these thoughts for your readers to see. So this is your view on this particular topic.
And how do I publish this to any site that I want?
Yeah.
Or my blog, whatever.
Yeah. So there's two things that we support. One is, if you like, you can host it on primal.com. That's the easiest way to do it.
Okay.
If you'd like to actually take it and integrate it within your own publication or your own property, we can facilitate that through our platform as well. So however you want to make use of the information.
So you're going to support some of the major blogging platforms? Is that the idea? Or?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whatever we can do to make it as simple as possible for people to jump in and begin using it. But now what you have as a blogger is not only a way to communicate to your audience, but you can also begin engaging them in these ideas. They can take your ideas, clone them, start evolving the ideas and adding their own perspective on it and reflect that back to you to say, look, this is how we're thinking about these topics, and you can incorporate that into your business model as well.
Sure, and you get the tweet button, the Facebook share button.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to tweet it, you just sign it out and send it.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
So tell us about what you're doing with this product. Are you opening it up for general beta?
It's freely available for everyone on primal.com, so we invite people to jump in and start using it immediately. If you're looking for a more involved integration with your existing websites or mobile apps, we invite you to contact us. We're working with large companies and small companies and entrepreneurs as well.
Can you name any publishers you're working with yet?
No, not yet.
No, because it's a brand new product.
It is, exactly.
But you've probably been talking to some early on here, haven't you? You just can't identify.
Exactly. We've been working with them as testers, and the intent is by the end of this year to begin publicizing that as well.
Okay, great. Well, good. It's been great talking to you, Peter, and everyone go to primal.com now, right?
That's right.
Used to be a longer name, but you shortened it,
That's right. Primal.com.
What were you in at Demo 09?
Primal Fusion. Primal Fusion.
Explain that, why you shortened it.
Well, when you're a consumer internet company, a shorter name is better, and Primal really reflects who we are as a company.
So you do consider yourself a consumer company?
Well, we do from the perspective that it's been very difficult to do this type of automation and semantics at web scale. So we have been dedicated ourselves to take this type of technology and really bring it to the masses, to bring it to the consumer internet. I mean, it's lived in, for example, enterprise applications for some time. We really want to make it available for everybody.
Yeah, okay. So how are you going to make money at this?
Well, again, we have two models. For Primal.com, it's ad-supported. For our platform technology, we monetize that through transactional pricing for the software services. Just like a utility company, if you use it only a little, it'll be very affordable. But if you want to scale it out to web scale, we're available to support that as well.
Okay, great. And you're based up in Canada and
in
Ontario.
Waterloo, Ontario, that's right.
Yeah, the home of
the BlackBerry, yes.
Yes, and well, great. Well, Peter, it's good talking to you again, and we'll be watching primal.com.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.